seeking to avoid a scenario that would have left just one applicant for the lone casino license available in eastern Massachusetts, the five-member Gaming Commission voted unanimously Tuesday to waive a requirement that a casino applicant secure the approval of local voters before filing a final license application. This will allow Mohegan Sun to negotiate a host community agreement with officials in Revere and seek voter approval for the project, likely by the end of February, providing the Connecticut-based gaming company does everything else required to file an application with the commission by the December 31st deadline. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby called it a fair solution.
In a deeply imperfect and challenging situation, I think this is about as creative and fair a solution as one could come up with.
The fate of the casino proposed at the Suffolk Downs Thoroughbred Racetrack property, which straddles Revere and East Boston, was left in question on Election Day when voters in Revere approved it, but East Boston voters turned it down. Suffolk Downs then shifted to a Revere-only plan, which raised the question of whether Revere residents should be required to vote on a dramatically altered plan. Commissioner James McHugh, who argued that a new vote in Revere was necessary, made the motion to waive the rule to allow a second vote to occur without changing the timeline that has been established to award casino licenses this spring.
This is fair to everybody. Not happy for everybody if this proposal were followed. Not happy for everybody. But it does seem to me it's fair, and it ultimately lets the voters go to the polls and do what the statute envisions.
Casino opponents in East Boston have vowed to fight a casino in neighboring Revere. Wynn Resorts, which won voter approval back in June for a $1.3 billion casino development in Everett, is the only other competitor for the Eastern Massachusetts casino license. Mohegan Sun partnered with Suffolk Downs after voters in Palmer rejected the company's $1 billion proposed casino by a 94-vote margin in November. Commissioner Enrique Zuniga said Mohegan Sun should be given a chance in Revere since the company has already passed a background check in Massachusetts.
They have been through the process. It's not as if somebody else is parachuting in the middle of this. That could then make the current bidders elsewhere say, well, this is unfair.
Casino supporters in Palmer were dispirited when Mohegan Sun shifted its focus to the east even before a recount in late November confirmed the defeat of the casino project. Town Councilor Paul Burns is urging the casino company to pursue an alternative development.
But I think it's vitally important that we actually develop something on that site that can provide jobs and economic growth for the community. And I don't think it's too much to ask for Mohegan Sun, who, you know, they know the site, they know the land. They've done significant amounts of engineering work, according to them. So it can't be that difficult to say we know what can be developed here, and let's commit to doing that.
In the wake of the voter rejection of the casino in Palmer, Mohegan Sun said it would pursue a non-gaming project on the land it controls in town, but has offered no details about the plan. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.